This is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I'm here with some very special second grade students, and they're going to share some ideas about technology. And first up, sir, what would you like to talk about?
Liquid Sketch.
And what is so special about Liquid Sketch?
You can make something and draw, and you can color and put blocks on it.
And why do you like it so much?
Because you can put sandbox or games, and then you can have so much fun with playing Liquid Sketch.
Very good. And if you do something cool in Liquid Sketch, what do you do with it when you make something cool?
Like if you want to make like a little volcano or something, you can just put like that and then another blocks. And then if you want to use a finger so you can blow, then you can put it in a box. You can just use 3 or 2 or 1.
Very good. Well, thank you for telling me about Liquid Sketch. Thank you so much. Next, hello. And what would you like to talk about?
Liquid Sketch.
Liquid Sketch. And what's so special about Liquid Sketch? Why do you like it?
Because it has play puzzle and sandbox mode.
And what's the difference between the puzzle mode and the sandbox mode?
For the sandbox mode, you could draw pictures.
And if you draw a nice picture, what do you do with it?
You screenshot it.
And after you screenshot it, what do you do next?
You put it on the second grade wall.
And why do you do that?
You could have some free time after you're done.
Very, very good. And how does it make you feel when other kids see your work when you publish it?
Excited.
Why?
Because it's very fun.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas. And next, sir, what would you like to talk about?
Google Earth.
And what do you want to tell me about Google Earth?
Google Earth is about all of the things that you can see when the car moves around the Earth, so you can see around the places.
And what technology do you use to see Google Earth?
Like the cameras on the car from the Google Earth car.
And what kind of cool places have you seen?
Six Flags, movies.
Movies?
And the movies.
Okay, cool.
Place.
Very nice. Where they make all the movies, like Hollywood and stuff. Excellent. Well, thank you for telling me about Google Earth. Thank you so much. And next, hello. What would you like to talk about?
We'd like to talk about Google Earth.
Very good. And we have two girls. And why do you want to tell me about Google Earth? What's so special about it?
Because Google Earth, you can take whatever you want that you want to visit and you can search it up.
Like where?
Like my house that I search up.
You found your house on Google Earth? And how does it make you feel when you find your house on Google Earth?
Happy.
Why?
And it's like you can explore too because you can go everywhere you want.
Very cool. And where have you gone on Google Earth? What kind of places?
To my house, Tanti School. You can type for places. If you can't find your home, you can type on your address. You can take pictures if you're doing a script design.
So you take pictures of things in Google Earth?
Yes.
Like screenshots?
Yes.
And then when you take your screenshots, what do you do afterwards with them?
You go to photos, edit, then you push done. Then you go to your app, then you go to script design, and then you click a button and you push your picture and then it gets on your script design.
So what can you make in script design? What kind of app is it? What kind of things do you make in it?
You make a chart, like you make a chart of Google Earth or...
And what else can you make in strip design?
You can make, like, you can, like, go to look at sketch or something else and you crop it and put it in the script designs. And then the other way to post really fast is you go to web pages and you go to second grade, the grade you're supposed to be in.
Very good. So you go to your second grade wall and publish it? Sweet. Well, thank you for telling me about Google Earth. Thank you so much. And next, is there anything else you want to say? No? Okay, thank you so much. And next, we have, hello.
I have Google Translate. And Google Translate, when you say something on the line, you can change different languages, and it'll tell you which languages is it.
So, what kinds of things do you use Google Earth to do? I'm sorry, Google Translate. What kinds of things do you use Google Translate to do?
You say words on the line, and you pick a different a different language, and it'll tell you what language it is in a different place.
Very interesting. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Google Translate. Thank you. And next we have... Hello, sir. What would you like to talk about today?
Twist wave.
And what is twisted wave?
It's something that you could record, something that you like, a song or something else. And you could record stuff, like, even you could put it, review it and pause it. And it's really cool about it.
And why do you like it? So this is an app for recording audio, right? Sound?
Yeah.
And why do you like it so much?
Because I like to record, because sometimes I see videos on Minecraft that have, like, microphones and headphones. And even posters, even pictures on the internet.
Very good. So if you were to use this app, how could you use it? What would you do with it? What kind of things would you do with it?
I'm going to record it, a song. Here in the radio.
You want to record a song that you hear in the radio?
Yeah.
And why do you want to record it?
Because I like the song.
You like the song?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Twisted Way. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No.
Thank you so much. Boys and girls, I have time for one or two more kids. If anybody wants to come up and share some ideas about technology, this is your chance. Hello, sir. What do you want to talk about?
Liquid Sketch.
Now, lots of kids have been telling me about Liquid Sketch. Why do you like it so much?
We could draw on that anything we want.
Oh, yeah? What kind of stuff do you draw?
Buildings.
Wow. So is this a building that you drew here? Because I'm looking at your iPad. And can you tell me, what's on your iPad? What's happening right now?
A tsunami.
It's a tsunami? So, and it looks like there are three boxes in the bottom, and you're pushing water through those boxes. And on the top you have a layer of pink-looking water. And how did you even make all of this?
By thinking in my mind.
So what did you do first? Did you think about it in your mind?
I think it in my mind.
And then you drew it on the iPad?
Yes.
And when you're done with your drawing, what do you do with it when you're done?
You crop it and then post it.
And why do you post your work? Why do you publish it?
So we can get our stuff done.
Okay, very good. And do you like when other kids see your work?
Yeah.
Why do you like when other kids see your work? How does it make you feel?
Happy.
Why?
Because everyone can see my work.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Liquid Sketch and about the cool things you make. Thank you, second grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.